USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Another multi-million dollar verdict involving former President Donald Trump is expected before this weekend. USA's John Schaefer with details.
This week, Judge Arthur Engoron, presiding over the New York State civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization, Donald Trump, and his two adult sons, will announce the verdict on damages. The decision will be delivered by Judge Engoron on Friday. Having previously determined that the company and the Trumps committed fraud, the judge will now focus on determining intent and assessing damages. State Attorney General Letitia James is seeking $370 million in damages and a ban on the company's operations in the state.
We were seeing this executive administration, in this case DHS, not enforcing laws that Congress has passed.
And to many Republicans in the House, like Texas Congressman Lance Good, that amounts to high crimes and misdemeanors. The first impeachment of a cabinet member since the 1870s moves to a Senate trial. President Biden has mocked the vote, calling it a blatant act of unconstitutional partisanship. Police say they took two people into custody shortly after a shooting that left one dead and over a dozen more wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
The security guard was like, get over the damn fence right now.
One Chiefs fan who took shelter in the landmark Union Station nearby, Kansas City Police Chief Stacey Graves, says it's unfortunate.
The people should expect a safe environment.
The shooting happened near the end of the celebration after 3 p.m. when attendees had already been partying for hours. Orders for Boeing 737 MAX planes are noticeably down in the last month since a door plug issue forced an Alaska Airlines plane to conduct an emergency landing in January. Boeing said Tuesday it booked orders for three of the jets, but had three others canceled. This is USA News.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Flo, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Republicans in the House say there is an emerging national security threat that needs to be addressed publicly involving Russia and space technology. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson with reporters Wednesday.
I will press the administration to take appropriate action, and everybody be comforted by that.
The House Intelligence Committee characterized this as a serious national security threat, but it involves classified material. Speaker Johnson said he put a meeting together for Thursday with President Biden and the White House to discuss what comes next. According to a Monmouth University poll, nearly one in five Americans believe in a conspiracy theory involving Taylor Swift and President Biden. The theory suggests the pop star is part of a secret government campaign to secure President Biden's re-election. Among those who hold this belief, 71% identify with the Republican Party, and 83% are likely to vote for former President Trump. Pollster Patrick Murray notes only about 42% of respondents were aware of this conspiracy prior to the survey. SpaceX is announcing plans to construct a $100 million office and industrial complex at its Starbase in South Texas. According to paperwork filed with the state, the facility will span five stories and 1 million square feet, housing offices and supporting a special use industrial factory. Construction scheduled to commence on February 23rd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.